I'm David Brancaccio. After months of lockdown, European countries on this 1st of July will start opening their borders to travelers from a list of countries they judge to have COVID under control. The U.S. is not on that list, so Americans remain banned from Europe, with virus cases rising rapidly in parts of this country. This is just one more problem for the travel industry, Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Last year, in the month of June alone, the International Trade Administration says more than 2 million Americans traveled to Europe. This year, the ban will be a huge economic blow to Europe and to the U.S. travel industry. Scott Mayerwitz is with the travel website The Points Guy.
The transatlantic market is one of the most profitable for the airlines. The European and American airlines have all entered into joint venture agreements where they share revenue.
And it's not just airlines. Mayerwitz says travel agents, workers who clean airplanes, airport suitcase handlers will all be affected. Travel analyst David Tarsh predicts some U.S. travelers will now seek domestic adventures.
So many will be jumping into their cars and they'll be driving somewhere.
The EU ban will be revised every 2 weeks, but COVID cases in the U.S. are still on the rise. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.